This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Hamul Casino, San Diego's closest casino. Real close, real friendly, real fun.
All right. 12:03. Welcome to the Rhino Report, KCR College Radio, every Thursday from noon to one. Excuse me, we're talking Aztec sports, as well as some highlights from the national sports scene as well.
All the other sports scenes.
I guess the bad part here, Paul, is that I kind of excused that because I thought, well, this is his first broadcasting gig.
Yes.
Is the Rhino Report
at
in
SCSU.
College.
Turns out
I didn't realize he already had extensive experience from his high school days.
All right, so I got so many. I have like hours and hours of questions. I could do like a full. I could do a full congressional hearing on this.
We got about 40 minutes.
All right, so Paulie sent me the picture. If you missed, he sent me a picture yesterday of him. And so again, in high school, you and some buddies did this as like a bit, or this was part of a school project.
Was it like the daily announcement sort of thing for the school?
It was weekly. Okay. Yeah. It was like the closed caption, like
the in-school
television.
So we didn't have that. We did have a rodeo team at my high school, but we did not have the announcements. Were they the cool kids, or were they the most terrifying human beings alive? The rodeo crew.
We didn't have a rodeo team. Save that story
for the rodeo team for another day. Let's get back to Paul Rangel.
All right, so here's Paulie, young Paulie, 18-year-old Paulie, buzz cut, this thrift store jacket that he bought, four sizes. It's oversized. And it's also a sign of the times back then. We're talking what year here, Paulie?
2008.
I was going to say, looks more like 1997 to me, but I don't think much changed. I watched that Masters thing yesterday. What the guys wore on the golf course in like 2005, it's embarrassing. Big, thick, fat khakis and big puffy
sweaters.
Watch an
NBA press conference from, I don't know, 2003.
Like, you sink your stomach.
Crazy.
So Paulie's got this jacket on. And he was doing a bit.
So let me set up the whole thing.
Right,
so
there was,
when you were a senior, that's when you were even allowed to do the news.
Sure.
Just call it the news.
The news.
And so, yeah, senior year, me and like six of my buddies, like they asked us, hey, do you guys want to do this? We're like, sure, why not? And so we had a couple of my buddy Roger and my buddy Kyle were the anchors. We had a weatherman, we had news, like sports. We just did whatever we wanted, and we're like, well, what are we going to do for Paul? And Family Guy was big at the time. It's actually still big now, but 13 years ago it was big, and there was an episode where Peter gets a job as a newscaster, and his segment is called What Grinds My Gears.
Okay.
And it's just has nothing to do with the news,
like Andy Rooney at the end of 60 Minutes.
Yeah, just kind of like whatever's going on
for the older people in the audience.
I did a bit on my first show on the radio called "Dude, You're Dumb," and it's the same thing. It's the guy that asks for samples at the ice cream store.
Yeah,
can I try that chocolate chip? It tastes like chocolate chip. You dill hole. There's a huge line. Let me try Dutch chocolate. It tastes like chocolate. Get out of here. So that was like the same thing.
I used to work at a bar and we had the sample cups. If you get a new beer on tap, you gotta know
samples.
You gotta just sip, you gotta know what it tastes like to sell it. And saw some girl sampling, quote unquote, the Bud Light, like while we were working.
Can I sample that Bud Light lime? Yeah. It tastes like Bud Light with a lime squoze into
it. This is an employee, like, oh, I gotta know what the Bud Light tastes like to sell it.
God.
So yes,
that grinds my gears.
Everybody already on Twitter, oh, well, you're just going to rip it from Family Guy? Yeah, we were 18. We were in high school.
It's you what you do.
Ideas from everything.
It's what you do.
So that was what we did. And I really don't remember how this came up last night, but my wife was talking about one of my high school friends that she met at the wedding we went to last month. And she's like, I think you guys were hilarious in high school or something like that. And I go, what if I told you that we all did the weekly news, like an actual like 5 to 10 minute news segment that aired in fourth period on Mondays?
She goes,
I would actually 100% believe that. So I was like digging around. I found this like screenshot and she just goes, you've been doing the Rindle Report your entire life. You didn't even know it.
Yeah, you're in training back then for the Rindle Report. He left this off his resume.
Yeah, now I would love to hear some actual audio.
Listen, you're not allowed to come to work anymore unless you find some audio.
Can you give me an example, though, of something that grinded your gears back in high school up in Seattle?
You know, sometimes, like, my mom will, like, wake me up really early, and I hate it. Like, I just want to sleep, bitch.
Probably,
like,
I would never say that. Probably like homework.
Homework!
Man, I hate when I load me like, up with homework you got on the
six,
weekends.
You got six teachers, and they all think that they're the only teacher that can
do it. Yes!
So, you know, teacher A.
Doesn't that grind your gears?
Read 150 pages tonight and write a report on it. That's... Teacher B says, well, I need you to read 75 pages and also do a report.
That's how it works.
Well, let me tell you, my friend.
You wanted every teacher to coordinate with every other teacher. Oh, you assigned Paul homework tonight? Well, I guess I can't do any tonight.
If I were to find the audio or the video or whatever, you don't have enough money. You just bought a house. You don't have
any
more money.
Come on, dude. Don't do this.
Could it be any worse than the original Rindle Report? Honestly.
It's my first time ever talking into a microphone. Dick.
It wasn't, though.
It was.
Well, you weren't talking into a microphone when you were grinding your gears?
No, we didn't have microphones.
Man, it really grinds my gears, man.
What were you talking into if you didn't have
a camera?
Microphones?
We just had a camera.
There was a microphone on the camera.
Oh, God. This is too good.
This right here. Yeah.
We're getting into the weeds. I want the audio. I demand the audio.
There's no audio. There's no microphone, apparently. Paul doesn't even know how this works.
I didn't. I don't.
All right. This is my... How would you even get it?
This is my Adam's picture.
Yeah, Adam has a picture of himself that he will not release, and it's unbelievable.
He said he will only release it if the station is the number one station in San Diego for a month.
We're never seeing that, so it's
never going to happen. It's fine.
Come on, Tier Ones, we need your help. Get that picture out of Adam.
Paul, where would you even find it?
I'd probably have to reach out to the kid that helped us in high school and be like, hey, dude, I know I haven't talked to you in 13
What's the name of your
years.
High school?
Highline.
Highline, the archives of the Highline.
Microfiche. High school.
You somewhere in the library.
They demolished the school. I don't think they're...
You know what grinds my gears is that Dewey Decimal System, and I can't ever find the microfiche I need.
Did you complain about the cafeteria selections at lunch as well?
Dude, that pizza, man, it grinds my gears.
No way, I loved the high school cafeteria.
You loved high school cafeteria food.
Oh, dude, we had buffet, everything. It was not just one option. Like, you could make a salad, you could get chicken sandwiches, pizza, whatever you wanted.
God, that's so good. I gotta have it, Paulie. So please do your very best.
I'll try very hard
to find that. I gotta have it. Like, I don't even want you to come to work unless you have it tomorrow. It's so good. I gotta hear what grinds your gears. I have to. I need it. So please, I'm begging you. Our audience, do it for our audience.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.